Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, Hampshire Council Public Health Report highlights concern over obesity in children. Alitech staff well on the way to raising £30,000 for charity. Nominations are open for the Green Business Awards, and we'll have a roundup of local job opportunities. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
A police constable working as part of the Prime Minister's protection team has been arrested over alleged bets he made related to the timing of the general election. The Metropolitan Police says it was informed by the Gambling Commission that a police constable was being investigated over the alleged bets. They say the officer was taken into custody on Monday and has since been bailed pending further inquiries. Inflation's returned to target at 2%. The Prime Minister has hailed inflation falling back to target as great news. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt says it's a good sign.
We have lower inflation, taxes starting to come down, and hopefully now mortgages starting to come down. It would be a terrible shame if we turn the clock back and put up taxes for every family with savings, which is what it now emerges Keir Starmer plans to do.
John Swinney's refused to predict the future of the independence movement if the SNP loses its majority in Scotland. The First Minister has put the push for independence on the first page of the party's general election manifesto, which was launched in Edinburgh on Wednesday. Scottish Labour deputy leader Jackie Bailey says the party was woefully out of touch. Next, staff burnout is one of the biggest challenges facing the NHS. Health leaders warn trusts are firmly focused on improving productivity levels. Well, Adam Brimelow, NHS Providers Director of Communications, told us more.
The NHS is being able to demonstrate a bang for the buck in terms of tax for payer investment because everyone understands that that's something that really needs to happen.
The author of a review into the Windrush scandal says recommendations must be brought in without further delay. Wendy Williams says she was delighted by a High Court ruling on Wednesday that a decision to drop some of the 30 recommendations was unlawful. And Scotland are still in with a chance of reaching the knockout stages of a major tournament for the first time. They drew 1-1 with Switzerland, with Scott McTominay on target for Steve Clarke's side. In the same group, host Germany are the first team to make it into the last 16 after a 2-0 win over Hungary. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Phil Towers.
Here are the words every timeshare owner will be dreading to hear. Your 2024 timeshare maintenance fees are due. If you own a timeshare, you need to consider whether it's a good investment. MyTimeshareClaim.co.uk has helped thousands of owners who were missold exit their contract and receive compensation. Visit MyTimeshareClaim.co.uk or text TIME to 78900.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Mike Waddington at Petersfield Shine Radio. Hampshire Council Public Health reports concern over obesity in children. Simon Bryant, Hampshire's Director of Public Health, is proposing a Hampshire healthy weight approach which organisations sign up to reduce child obesity. His report says...
Just over one in five Hampshire children is overweight and obese when they start primary school, and this rises to over one in three by the time they leave year six. Being overweight disproportionately affects children living in deprived areas and different minority ethnic groups. Whilst the percentage of children who are overweight in Hampshire is lower than the average, over the past decade there has been a significant jump in the percentage of children in year six who are overweight and obese. Worryingly, this jump is larger in Hampshire than for England as a whole.
Alitech staff well on the way to raising £30,000 for charity. Alitech's Glasshouses in South Harting has 28 staff and friends cycling over 200 kilometres in stages of the Tour de France next week, a week before the professional tour takes place. They've already raised £22,000 towards their £30,000 target for the William Waits Memorial Trust for Excluded Children. Chair Tom Hall spoke to us at Torbury Farm.
Almost a third of the business is out in France. Just pleasure of being together and the unbeatable, isn't it? And incredibly good value. You know, we've got a number of people who are doing this for the second time, some who are doing it for the third, one who's doing it for the fourth. It's quite interesting when they've done it, they always come back thinking, I won't do that again, that was such hard work. And then the memories come through and they end up inevitably doing it again.
You can donate on the Alitech website. Nominations are open for the Green Business Awards. PCAN, the Petersfield Climate Action Network, is sponsoring this Petersfield Award to highlight the efforts local businesses are making around sustainability. They are also offering their expertise to help businesses in a practical manner. PCAN Chair Greg Ford told us more.
We're doing them for the second year running as part of the Petersfield Awards, sponsoring the Green Business of the Year Award. It's aimed at local businesses, and we're looking for businesses that have done something to show that they're a green business. And we're encouraging businesses to put themselves forward, or rather to get their customers to nominate them, which they can do by the end of July, as you mentioned. So we're offering a free hour of time with a highly qualified local volunteer who'll come and sit with local business owners and go through their numbers with them and essentially stick a few numbers into a spreadsheet and tell them not only what the carbon footprint of their business is, but it will also highlight which areas of the business could be maybe looked at with a view to getting some of them down.
Looking for a new work challenge? Here's a few local jobs for you to consider. Poundland Petersfield is looking for an assistant store manager with a salary of up to £29,600. For those ready to make an impact in a vibrant retail environment, they'd love to hear from you if you're driven to lead, inspire and excel. Are you a qualified lift engineer looking for a local job in a family-run business? Stanner looking to recruit qualified lift engineers. You need an MVQ Level 3 in lift engineering or equivalent. Proven experience as a lift engineer, valid driving license and a passion for delivering excellent customer service on a competitive salary. The job to cover the route across Petersfield and surrounding areas. Finally, Stratton Recruitments are looking for weekend community support workers at £12.50 an hour. They believe in recruiting and investing in care staff. You don't need any previous care experience or qualifications. Your personal qualities and values are more important.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
This is Leo with your Wednesday weather around the Petersphere. Sun rises at 10 to 5 and the day may start cloudy, but the clouds will clear. Expect some sunny intervals from mid-morning and clear sunshine in the evening. UV levels and pollen levels are recording high. Temperatures in the middle of the day may reach 21 degrees. Winds from the northeast switching to southeasterly in the evening. The strongest gusts of 20 miles per hour are in the morning. After sunset at 21:21, temperatures will drop to 10 degrees overnight. High of tides at Portsmouth at 10:37 a.m. and 10:52 in the evening. Thursday's outlook sunny.
Travel news. Driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Bedford Road continues to have the two-way lights in place today, as does Winton Road. That's while South East Water carry out works. Pocock's Lane in Hawkley has multiway lights in place today as well. Greenway Lane in Berriton, work continues there. And on the A3, slip road closures are back in force tonight. That's from 9 p.m. at Sheet. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Songs that shine forever.
I'm so in love with you. Oh, no,
no. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.